This is a story about Nightjohn. I guess in some ways, it is a story about me just as much. Because I am in it, and I know what happened, and some of it happened to me. But it still seems to be most about him. Nightjohn. There's some to say I brought him with Witchin. Brought Nightjohn because he came to be talking to me alone. But it ain't so. I knew he was coming, but it wasn't witching, just listening. It happened. How it came to be was that Nightjohn, he came and it wasn't me. Wasn't nobody one or the other brought him, except maybe it was that God did it. Made Nightjohn to come? God. And maybe old Cleo Waller. He wants that we should call him Master. And they some do when he can hear. But we call him dog droppings and pig slop and worse things yet when he ain't listening nor close. He ain't no master or nobody except that he's got dogs and a whip and a gun and so can cause hurt to be on some. Bad hurt. But he ain't no master for all of that. We just call him that when we have to. Keeps him from whipping on us. I'm sorry, and they be thinking I'm dumb and maybe up to witching and got a stuck tongue because when I birth, they say I come out wrong, come out all backwards and twixt and twinst. But it ain't so that I'm dumb. I'm just quiet, and they be thinking because I don't make noise and go to twattering all the time that I be dumb. But I ain't. I just be so quiet and listen all the time that I learn things.